Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, on Thursday, the U.S. healthcare system moved to a new system of codes to describe injuries and illnesses on official forms and medical reporting. Among the very unusual injuries for which there is a specific code is what?
Texting, some kind of overstrenuous texting kind of thing? Is it something like that?
We don't know, but you're probably right, because every single injury you can think of now has its own code. The new system is called ICD-10, and here are some of the codes that doctors will use for patients who come to the hospital. And we want to say right now, this is completely real. We made none of these up. Code W61.11, bitten by a macaw. Code V96, unspecified balloon accident. V61.62, struck by duck. Z63.1 is injuries resulting from problems in relationship with in-laws. Sure. And I think I can say this is our favorite. If you are rushed to the emergency room and the doctors yell, "We got a V91.07, bless you and good luck, because you have suffered a burn due to water skis on fire.
Whoa.
That's the one. Wait. So explain this to me. I read that and I thought, how? Like, you're either water skiing on land, which in case then you would negate the word because you wouldn't be water skiing.
Mm. Right.
So how do you water ski and have your water ski on fire?
We were thinking about this.
Wow.
Okay.
And the only thing we could think of is sometimes you see in stunt water ski shows, they go up a ramp and they go through a flaming ring.
Right? Oh, sure.
So if your water skis caught fire and you were in the air long enough for the flames to singe you before you hit the water, extinguishing the flames. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You could, in fact, suffer injuries from water skis on fire.
But you'd be wet. You'd be wet, so you
But you'd be burned.
Doesn't happen on Mars.
Oh, and this is interesting. I've just been notified through my producers that, Roy, you were, in fact, correct to begin with, because Y93.C2 is a texting injury.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.